insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you again to this program. And inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of a few more of his verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِندَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ.
If you've been following the past few sessions, we've been discussing a story that started, or the address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Holy Prophet regarding Bani Israel that started in verse 75. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Holy Prophet that you shouldn't have actually any hope for these people to believe in your message. Why a few descriptions, very negative descriptions of Bani Israel and the tribes, the Jewish tribes outside of Medina are given in these verses? We were explaining verse 76 that talked about two points. One was that there are hypocrites in these people. The smarter ones are actually hypocrites. They portray themselves as believers in the presence of faithful people. And in the absence of those people and amongst themselves, amongst the Jewish tribes, they reveal themselves as not having believed in that message. The second point that we did not get to finish explaining was this, that some of the Jewish people, which were not as smart as others, they would be going around in Medina and explaining to the faithful, those who had believed in the Holy Prophet, about what they had in their scripture, in their older scripture from the previous religions, Judaism in this case, the description that they had regarding the Holy Prophet and what he was going to be like, what he was going to do, and things like that, which would strengthen these people's faith. Now, the smarter ones in their tribes were in their own circles, when the faithful people were not around, they would condemn such acts and say, "Why are you doing that?" Okay, it said, "قالوا أتحدثونهم بما فتح الله عليكم." Do you recount to them what Allah has revealed to you? Now, as I mentioned in the previous session, it's interesting the reasoning they give for condemning such acts. They say, لِيُحَاجُّكُمْ بِهِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ. Are you giving what Allah has revealed to you, referring to what has been revealed to them in Torah and the Jewish scripture? لِيُحَاجُّكُمْ بِهِ, so that they may argue with you therewith before your Lord. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. When I was first reading this verse, it kind of shocked me. Is the apparent meaning actually meant? Because sometimes we know that the verses, they seem to be, you know, without keeping or without considering any other point from verses that follow or verses that are before or any hadith or an actually an intellectual understanding or an aqli understanding. Without those, it has a meaning, but putting it in context, putting the verses before and after, or an intellectual understanding, the aqli understanding, or explanation from the sunnah of the Holy Prophet and our imams, it will put it in context and we would get a different understanding from that verse. So what shocked me was this, that they're saying, why are you letting the Muslims basically know what was revealed to you? Why shouldn't you do that? Because if you do that, then they can take that to their Lord and to your Lord and argue that these people did not believe, they did not believe in this prophet, but they actually knew that this person is the prophet. All right? So what's their fear? Their fear is this, that they believe in God. They know that if they know that they are supposed to believe in this prophet, all right? Yet they think that if they speak to the Muslims about what they know, then the Muslims could go and tell God that these people actually knew about this prophet and they did know he is the prophet, yet they didn't believe. So that would be a proof against you. It's like a court. You're in this court. If people don't know what's in your heart, they don't have that information, okay, then it cannot be used against you in the court. Now, what they're saying is that in this court, which the judge is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God does not know that you know, the Jewish people, they know that this is their prophet. All right, and if you go and tell the Muslims about what you know in your scripture regarding the description of the Holy Prophet, and it clearly matches the individual that is currently claiming to be that prophet, that's going to be used against you in the court that God is going to be judging. Now, that's kind of shocking. If you believe in God, how can you think of God like that? You think of God as someone that, you know, that has got to use his ears and doesn't have knowledge of the unseen. It's a very weird God to believe in. A very limited in knowledge type of God that one would be believing in. So it was kind of shocking. Is that actually what is meant or not? Actually, the following verse 77, backs that up, that understanding up, and tells us that that was the case. The verse says, أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Do they not know that Allah knows whatever they hide and whatever they disclose? That's how their faith was. That's how they believed in God. They did believe in a God, but the God they believed in was this limited God without the information. He's revealed this book, but he doesn't know if the people have received it well. He doesn't know if they've gotten this information at this point. And these particular people actually know about the description of the Holy Prophet, and that they know that this person is the one that matches that description. This God that they believed in does not have this information unless they tell others, and those others, which are the Muslims, would go to their Lord, which is the same Lord as the Jewish people's Lord, and explain to them that these people actually knew. This is kind of shocking, but looking at their scripture and some of the stories that are quoted there or narrated there, pretty much explains that this is the type of belief and faith that existed amongst Bani Israel regarding God. Like the story of Al-Ayyadu Billah, and we seek refuge to God from such beliefs and such pathetic understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and God and the creator of this universe, that they say God came down, or in the Garden of Eden, God was looking for Adam and Eve and he was calling them and he couldn't find them. When you read those stories, it becomes very, very clear that this was the type of understanding that these people had regarding God. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask him to help us from having and developing such ideas. This mentality regarding God was based on something that actually exists today very strongly, especially in the West. And that is the idea that anything that cannot be sensed does not exist. Anything that my five senses, okay, or some type of material scale or gadget or something has got to be able to measure this or to sense it in order for me to believe in its existence, which is based on this ideology, as I said, that nothing exists unless I can find some sort of central, some sort of physical evidence of their existence. This is a very dangerous mentality, brothers and sisters. And unfortunately, for a lot of us who are living out there in the West amongst this type of influence that comes from the media, comes from being in the academic environments, which is based on this mentality these days, especially in Europe, this is dangerous because it's penetrated our Muslim population as well. There are, for many of the Muslims, especially the youth that have been born and raised in the West, it is difficult to accept a lot of the matters of faith that we have that are facts in our faith. But because based on that type of physically oriented mentality that without physical evidence something cannot be proven to exist, it is very difficult for them to come to accept. And I advise brothers and sisters to check on their ideas and on their mentality. Think about it. All right, think about it. Read books regarding that, so we can come to a deeper understanding and to come to the proper understanding regarding our faith. Inshallah, we hope to see or have you guys again with us on the next program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب